This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Monday, May the 20th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
A study reports that through extensive experiments in cell and animal models of SMA, investigators have found possible usefulness of two protease inhibitors. These are compounds that stop certain enzymes from degrading proteins. These would help to treat SMA. These two protease inhibitors would increase the levels of SMN protein in cells. The study was called Drug Screening with Human SMN2 Reporter Identifies SMN Protein Stabilizers to Correct SMA Pathology. It was published in the journal Life Science Alliance. SMA is caused by decreased levels of functional SMN protein. Specifically, SMA patients usually lack correctly working copies of the SMN1 gene. There is also an SMN2 gene, although it tends to create a version of the protein that is less stable. Therefore, it can't normally compensate for the lack of SMN1. Targeting the SMN2 gene to make more protein, or a more stable version of the protein, is a therapy currently being explored. In this study, the researchers needed a way to easily measure the amount of SMN made from the SMN2 gene. They use a gene editing technique called CRISPR. This generates a cell line that had the code for a fluorescent protein inserted into the SMN2 gene. Now, the details of this model are somewhat complicated, but on a basic level, the researchers treat the cells with a chemical, and if the cells fluoresce more brightly, it indicates they have more SMN protein. An important advantage of this approach is that the SMN2 reporter has all the regulatory elements. It's therefore effective in screening for therapeutic agents. After making sure the model worked, they tested a number of chemicals to see if any had a particular effect. The most noteworthy was ZFA-FMK. This increased SMN protein levels in the cells. The researchers then tested it in a number of different models. They wanted to see if it would have the same effect and if it would provide any benefit. After testing in skin cells from SMA patients, they found it increased the SMN levels in those cells too. They then used induced pluripotent stem cells from an SMA patient. Because stem cells can grow into other types of cells with the right chemical stimulation, the researchers grew them into neurons. After all, neurons are the cells most affected by SMA. In these neurons, ZFA-FMK did increase the amount of SMN protein. It also improved the movement of mitochondria within the cells. Further experimentation suggested that ZFA-FMK probably works by inhibiting proteases. These are proteins that are responsible for degrading other proteins as part of the cell's recycling machinery. This would help prevent the degradation of the unstable form of SMN protein that's produced by the SMN2 gene. Finally, the researchers tested ZFA-FMK in a mouse model of SMA. As expected, the treatment increased the amount of SMN protein in the brain and spinal cord. These mice also tended to live a bit longer, though the difference wasn't huge and might have been by chance. Further studies would be needed to make sure. Additionally, the investigators tested another compound called E64D. This actually crosses the blood-brain barrier more easily. The blood-brain barrier is a semi-permeable membrane that protects the brain from the external environment. It's a major barrier that prevents certain therapeutics needing to reach the brain and central nervous system. E64D did have similar effects and significantly extended the lifespan of the mice. This suggested that it and other protease inhibitors might be viable candidates to treat SMA. But more research is still needed before these compounds are used in humans.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. One thing that SMA takes away from us is strength. As our muscles atrophy, we lose strength to do even the simplest tasks, like holding a pencil. I would get so annoyed when teachers would try to correct my grip. One thing SMA doesn't have to take away is our inner strength, and that can get us a lot further in life than our physical strength ever could. Something I like to say is that you're stronger than you realize, and I don't mean physically. I've never been able to stand, but early on, I learned I actually have to stand up for myself on a regular basis. Luckily, I had parents that helped advocate for me in those younger years. As one of the first wheelchair users to go through my district, we had to figure out things along the way, but together we did it. I was able to participate in plays, field trips, and even band, although that didn't last long because I don't have a musical bone in my body. When I got to college, I was able to advocate for myself, and I still do to this day. You don't need physical strength to stand up for yourself. While growing up, typical SMA issues crept in, frequent respiratory infections being among those. I remember being dismissed from math class in middle school because my cough was being disruptive. After being sent to the nurse's office, Mom picked me up and took me to the doctor. I was then sent to the hospital with pneumonia. Not only does it take what little physical strength I have to get through these type of situations, it also takes emotional strength. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? There's some truth to that. Because of all those illnesses, I've learned when one has gotten the better of me and I need a little extra help. During those middle school years, like when I tried to muddle through math class with pneumonia, I might have thought of needing extra support as a sign of weakness, when in fact it's a sign of strength. Extra support doesn't necessarily mean medically either. It can mean support from friends, family, teachers, or even caregivers. When I think about it, there are a lot of things I can't do, but there's another way to look at it. Some of those things that I can't do, others can't even imagine not being able to do. My mom told me one time that she tried to stay in one position during the night because that's what I do. She said she didn't last 10 minutes. Granted, I don't have a choice, but it still takes a lot of strength to come to terms with the things that I can't do. In summary, strength can be displayed in various ways. Self-advocacy, asking for assistance, and even coming to terms with what I can't do takes strength. And yes, even the unconventional way I hold a pencil shows strength. Where some see weakness with SMA, I see an abundance of strength.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.